We're reading Shamati, page 166, article 59, about the rod and the serpent. So, Shamati 166, about the rod and the serpent, article 59. And Moses answered and said, "But behold, they will not believe me," etc. And the Lord said unto him, "What is that in thy hand?" And he said, "A rod." And he said, "Cast it to the ground," and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. We must understand that there are not more than 2 degrees, either Kedusha or Sidra Acha. There is no intermediary state, but the same rod itself becomes a serpent if thrown to the ground. In order to understand that, we will proceed with the words of our sages, that he had put his Shekhinah on trees and rocks. Trees and rocks are called things of inferior importance, and specifically in this manner, he placed his Shekhinah. This is the meaning of the question, "What is that in thy hand?" A hand means attainment from the words, and if a hand attains, a rod means that all one's attainment are built on the discernment of inferior importance, which is faith above reason. This is because faith is regarded as having inferior importance and as lowness. And one appreciates the things that clothe within reason. However, if one's mind does not attain it, but resists one's mind, then one should say that the faith is of superior importance to one's mind. It follows that at that time one lowers one's mind and says that what he understands within reason, that he resists the path of the Creator, that faith is more important than his mind. This is because all the concepts that contradict the path of the Creator are worthless concepts. Rather, that have eyes, that have eyes and see not, that have ears and hear not. It means that one annuls everything that one hears and sees. And this is called going above reason. And thus, it seems to a person as lowness and smallness. However, with the Creator, faith is not considered lowness. This is because one who has no other counsel and must take the path of faith considers faith as lowness. However, the Creator could have placed his Shekhinah on something other than trees and rocks. Yet he chose this way called faith specifically. He must have chosen it because it is better and more successful. You find that for him, faith is not regarded as inferior importance. Quite the contrary. This path has many merits, but it appears low to the eyes of the creatures. If the rod is thrown to the ground and one wants to work with a higher discernment, meaning within reason, degrading the above reason, and this work seems low, one's Torah and the work immediately become a serpent. This is the meaning of the primordial serpent. And this is the meaning of anyone who is proud, the Creator tells him, "He and I cannot dwell in the same abode." The reason is, as we have said, that he has placed his Shekhinah on trees and rocks. Hence, if one throws the discernment of the rod to the ground and raises oneself to work with a higher attribute, this is already a serpent. There is no middle. It is either a serpent or a kedusha. Since all the Torah and the work that one had from the discernment of a rod, all has now entered the discernment of serpent. It is shown that the Sitra Achra has no lights. Hence, in corporeality too, the will to receive has only deficiencies, but not fulfillments of the deficiencies, and the vessel of reception remains forever in deficit without fulfillment, because one who has 100 wants 200, etc., and one does not die with half one's wish in one's hand. This extends from the upper roots. The root of the klipa shell is the vessel of reception, and they have no correction in the 6,000 years. The tzimtzum is placed upon them, and hence they do not have lights and abundance. This is why they entice one to draw light to their degree, and the lights that one receives by being adhered with Kedusha, since abundance shines in Kedusha, when they seduce one to draw abundance to their state, they receive that light. Thus, they have dominion over a person, meaning they give him satisfaction in the state he is in, so that he will not move away. Hence, one cannot move forward through this dominion, because one has no need for a higher degree. Since one has no need, one cannot move from one's place, even a slight movement. In that state, one is unable to discern if one is advising in Kedusha or the other way around. This is because the Sitra Achra gives one power to work more strongly. Since now one is within reason and can therefore work not in a state of lowness, it follows that thus one would remain in the authority of the Sitra Achra. In order for one to not remain in the authority of the Sitra Achra, the Creator had made a correction where if one leaves the discernment of the rod, one immediately falls into the discernment of the serpent. One immediately falls into a state of failures and has no power to strengthen unless one accepts the discernment of faith, called lowness once more. It follows that the failures themselves cause one to take upon himself the discernment of rod once more, which is the discernment of faith above reason. This is the meaning of what Moses had said, "But behold, they will not believe me." It means that they will not want to take upon themselves the path of working in faith above reason. In that state, the Creator had told him, "What is that in thy hand? A rod? Cast it on the ground, and then it became a serpent." It means that there is no intermediary state between the rod and the serpent. It is rather to know if one is in the Kedusha or in the Sitra Achra. It turns out that in any case, they do not have any choice other than to assume the discernment of faith above reason, called a rod. This rod should be in the hand. The rod should not be thrown. This is the meaning of the verse, "The rod of Aaron was budded." It means that all the budding one had in serving the Creator was based specifically on Aaron's rod. This means that he wanted to give us a sign to know if we're walking on the path of truth or not. He gave us as sign to know only the basis of the work, meaning what basis one is working on. If one's basis is the rod, it is Kedusha. And if the basis is within reason, this is not the way to achieve Kedusha. However, in the work itself, meaning in the Torah and in the prayer, there is no distinction between one who serves Him and one who does not serve Him. This is because it is the opposite there. If the base is within reason, meaning based on knowing and receiving, the body gives fuel for work, and one can pray and study more persistently and more enthusiastically, since it is based on within reason. However, when one takes the path of Kedusha, whose basis is bestowal and faith, one requires great preparation so that Kedusha will shine for him. Within the preparation, the body does not give one the strength for work, and one must always exert extensively, since man's root is reception and within reason. Hence, if one's work is based on earthliness, one can always be all right. However, if one's basis for the work is on the discernment of bestowal and above reason, one needs perpetual effort so as not to fall into one's root of reception and within reason. One must not be neglectful for a minute, otherwise one will fall into one's root of earthliness called dust, as it is written, "For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." And that was after the sin of the tree of knowledge. One examines if one is advancing in Kedusha or to the contrary, since another god is sterile and does not bear fruit. The Holy Zohar gives us that sign that specifically on the basis of faith called a rod is one imparted, be fruitful and multiply in the Torah. This is the meaning of the rod and the Aaron was budded. The building and growing comes specifically through the rod.
Two states, either a rod or a serpent. The rod in Hebrew means mate, which comes from the word lower, meaning lower in importance. We always have to see the state in the desire to receive as opposed to the state we could have seen in the desire to bestow. And put them one in front of the other, or one above of the other, that put the desire to receive to be lower in importance, to try to be above it. How? By recognizing the serpent. Every reason that could drive me away from being in one heart with my friends on the path, and to only depict one heart, meaning one desire, no bodies, no occurrences, but only one desire. That is towards the, towards being down and up in importance. That unity, arvut, mutual guarantee, it can direct me in a way that I will constantly hold to onto the staff, that I hold it in my hand, in my awareness, and if I forget about it, what below, what should be below, and what it means to hold the rod in my hand, I right away, it turns into a serpent. And that can happen in every moment. And again, a rod and a serpent, rod and a serpent. That's good if we recognize these things. And if we don't, recognize it, we can only count on the upper force. Just like in this story of Moses, where is the Creator? That will scrutinize this for us, scrutinize this state. In the center of the group, the force of bestowal that I can attain in different states that I'm in, that's called the Creator. So where is he? The true force of bestowal, not that I'm imagining something to me, but go by what Kabbalists say, that it is revealed through the center of the group, and that's how I have to measure myself, and then see in what am I in right now, in the state of the rod or the state of the serpent, who's in control. And then it turns out that if we don't forget, but we hold on to this system of scrutiny, which is the group, not the bodies, not the friends that I see, but our mutual desire, all of ours, that in there we will find mutual bestowal, mutual guarantee, alavut, that towards it I can measure myself. And then I can always recognize either the staff or the serpent. And that's how I advance. And obviously I'll always be thrown to from the rod to the serpent on the ground, and again a rod, and again a serpent. That's the place of the scrutiny. But after those scrutinies, that's how I will correct my pharaoh and will be adhered to the rod. Questions? Yes.
My question is, if I try to fill a deficiency I have within reason, do I fall into the discernment of the rod, of the serpent? Sorry.
What do you mean with faith? What?
Meaning that I don't want to fill my egoistic deficiency, but I believe that it comes from the Creator. And I take no action in order to... You see what I mean?
No.
I have a certain deficiency.
You want a popsicle.
Yeah, I want a popsicle. Instead of going to buy a popsicle, I believe that...
You believe what? That it'll fall from the sky?
Not that it fall from the heavens because it is a popsicle, but I'm talking about...
What does it matter? It's a Creator. He can also give you a popsicle.
So, what's the reward for him to give me what I want? I don't know what's the direction. What am I supposed to get? I mean, for my deficiency, what am I supposed to get?
Man comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah from the question, what is the meaning of life? He wants to know what the secret of life is. Why are we really alive? On one hand. On the other hand, he has some kind of feeling that there's something beyond this life. People believe that beyond this life, what happens is after our physical death. We discover that this is only the level of animate. So you live, you die, just like animals. There's nothing in this. We belong to the state of Adam, which is in us. And that belongs to our spirit, to our internality. Not this flesh, not this protein. Right? This protein is alive, it's dead, okay. through it. That's the way it is. When we talk of the degree of Adam in us, the speaking level, it's not there. Our Adam isn't there. We say that Adam is if you have a quality that resembles the Creator. Because the difference between this beast and the Adam is the spirit in it. And not just the spirit to live. No, so that's also in animals. But we're just a smarter animal. But nothing beyond that. Meaning Adam is what is similar to the Creator, that they have the same quality, the quality of bestowal. If we reach the quality of bestowal, you start experiencing your states through that quality, as opposed to what you had previously, the level of the beast, of the animate. We were all like beasts. You raise above to a new degree. You acquire the degree of Adam. And there you see, you feel a completely different life. Just as a Creator, as much as you resemble Him, and according to that, you get out of the limitations of place and time, and that's what you experience. That is what we yearn for. In order to get there, the wisdom of Kabbalah gives us all kinds of means. It also explains that if you want it or not, you're going to get there anyway. Meaning, you might not want to put any efforts right now, so don't. Time will come that you will, because the conditions will come in such a way that they will obligate you. Now they're giving you softer conditions. Later on, it'll be harder. So, some people wait. And that's the matter of choice. That they bring a man to a group, to an environment. To a spiritual tool. But because it's spiritual, in order to bestow, man can't see it anymore. Because that tool is a collection of people's desires that gather next to him. And then he thinks that those people just came here randomly, just like him. And if he looks at all these faces that are around him, he also doesn't see anything special in them. In according to all kinds of measurements that he has in this world, he sees they're not too smart, they don't look too good from outside, and they're not so pretty inside either. But they're just kind of gray, maybe even kind of dirty. Yeah. Really, there's even an inclination to negativity than positivity when we check them, when we see them. Meaning, for himself, he would probably not even have a friend in his regular life from those people. But he is brought there, and they tell him, this is your means, that by it, you don't look at the faces, you don't look at the bodies, because that's the animate level, but you have to, with their eyes and they shall not see, you have to imagine that, to depict that what you see in front of you is a collection of corrected desires that in them the Creator dwells. That together, all those desires make that spiritual vessel, 10 spiritual sefirot. And in them, the light fulfills, and which is the Creator. If you, in according to that right now, treat the group through all of these bodies and their behaviors and these relations you have with them, these and those, that you really just and somehow are able to just throw it off of you and connect to the group's internality, that you believe what they say, that that is where you really have unity, arvut, all the way to Ein Sof, and you don't see it by their behavior, that it's like that. But even though you still try to penetrate inward, if you are determined on that task, you get there. And you really find that spiritual degree. But on the path, in order to correct yourself, you need to work with them. And then you see that what seems to you that they are gray, let's say, that it's not like that, but you see him like that. He who flaws does it in his own flaws. And then you need to bestow to them, supposedly bestow to them, and give to them, and awaken them, and strengthen them in the greatness of the goal, and to lower yourself towards them, and do all kinds of these actions of acting, kind of acting towards them, that in them you awaken them to spirituality, and so on and so on. Even though what you see through them, you see it in a corrupted way. Bala Sulam talks about it in the article, Concealment and Revelation of the Creator. That it depends how you see him from your state. Wait, I'm talking now. You see them in according to your degree. And in according to your state, they are either good or bad, rich or poor, sick or healthy, and so on and so on. It all depends on man himself. And then he slowly begins to reach the state that he sees the truth. Yes.
Question from Romania. How could there be attainment if the work is above reason?
Attainment is always in faith above reason, in the force of bestow. To the measure that you resemble the force of bestow, to the force of bestow of the Creator, and not in my reason or in my desire to receive. The desire to receive from Tzimtzum Aleph and on, he is flawed from being a vessel of receiving. And only the reflecting light, meaning the force of bestow, that develops through the desire to receive, it is the vessel of receiving that you actually receive in, meaning the measure of equivalence of form. Yes.
It says, he who takes the path of holiness that his basis is faith and bestow needs great preparation. What is the preparation?
Great preparation on the path of sanctity is that we constantly have to be in an inner direction towards the next degree. I think you should try, instead of all these thousands of tips of advice that you hear and you have that inner mess and there's nothing to grasp on. Try to always depict yourself and the higher degree. Two states. This and a bit more. The next adjacent degree. And once you... It's possible. It's two. Me and above me. And then constantly... How do I ascend? How do I resemble? How do I draw from there? How do I raise myself? And that's a bit easier, that you will have two floors. This is mine and this is above me. And I constantly... How do I raise myself up? What belongs to my degree? What belongs to the upper degree? What are these qualities? What are those qualities? And so on. It's more compact. It's it like gets some kind of stabilization.
So if the work is constant, so am I supposed to expect some results
from your work?
Yeah, from this. If it's all the time, it's ongoing. So, and do the results? Do they?
Well, the preparations in my work, I can check according to the measure that I'm drawn to the center of the group. If I feel more and more how I'm dependent and tied to our mutual desire between anybody, between everybody, that is called that I'm advancing correctly. Give it to the person behind you.
Rav, it says here somewhere that he despises the work of above reason. What does that mean?
Bestow. I disregard it.
Naturally, but...
Yeah, but now you have the opportunity to respect it.
And how can we really, for this to always be the goal, that when I go into the group, into the center of the group, I know that this is what I want to come out with.
And...
How? I mean, how do I constantly remind myself before the incorporation, during the time of preparation, that I'm coming to the group for this, that I'm coming in order to take that? What can remind me during the time of preparation? Because when I'm integrated, I get it. It's no problem. But before that, how do I approach, how do I turn to the group to begin with?
Only under the condition that the society helps you. This mutual commitment is called alvut. That is the alvut that we all sign, that we will hold on to each other, that none of us will forget. That's exactly it. Now you can understand the necessity for that commitment, that nobody will drill a hole on the side of the boat. And even worse, not even worse, that everyone will watch the other one too, that everyone will ask people to watch himself, that we won't forget.
Also says that the basis of the work should be above reason. But how do we really make the examination? Because toward myself, I don't know whether I'm holding a rod or the serpent.
The yesod, or the foundation in Hebrew, it's called yesod, that's above the malchut, above the desire to receive. How do you know if you're in the yesod or in the malchut? Simple. Is your heart, are your desires in the group or in you? Just like a mother, that all of her attention is all in the baby. Or in her kids, if she has a few. And also that depends on how the group awakens you, how you kind of organize between you. It all depends on your mutual work. It's nothing except for that. It all comes out of there. That's why all of the work in the building, preparing for the big convention, all kinds of other actions we're doing and signing up for all kinds of lists, efforts, that's what builds us. But checking yourself is simple. How many times a day are you drawn to the center of the group? And the more and more you feel that that is where there's only one force, which is bestowal, mutual bestowal between us, which is called one heart, and in it is where the Creator is revealed. Yes.
Of the 2 degrees you talked about, mine and the following degree, is it actually that expert system that you mentioned earlier in the week?
No, how can that be the expert system, the scrutinization system, self-scrutinization? It can be above me. Above me is my goal, that I'm not there yet. If it's on your intellect, it's with the feeling. If it's in the feeling, it's with your intellect and the group. Meaning, the state I'm in, my expert system is always changes a bit. Depends what I'm scrutinizing. But now that it's a higher degree, how can I count on it? I'm not in there. I just yearn to be there. I'm just building it. How can I imagine myself that I'm bestowing more, loving more with my desire in the others as if it exists? Yeah, I mean, you guys don't really exist. It's just all my corrupted desire, which is outside of me, that is you. You are my corruption. You agree? Good. But the corruption is in me. Because if I acquire the quality of love, so right away I see that you and me are one and the same, are in adhesion. Yes.
Do I have to be in both these states, holding on to the rod and to the serpent in order to advance?
Man needs to constantly be in ascense and descent, entering and exiting, yes, the more he can. Because he constantly passes on from Klipa to Gdusha, his discernments.
So, sure, I have to give thanks for everything, but do I have to actually ask for the state of the serpent, or is it something that...
You don't have to ask for anything except for dvikut, adhesion. Through the love of the others to the love of the Creator. Dvikut in the center of the group, that through there you reach the dvikut with the Creator. God forbid, snake, and serpent, and all kinds of states, except of the dvikut or less than the dvikut, never ask for them.
When you say adhesion, you mean the group or the Creator or the rod?
It's the same, yeah. Wait, yes.
Is having faith in the sages an important part of the within reason?
The wisdom of the wise, what is it, first of all? That's the question. They always call it different definitions. What? You want to add what it is? Yeah, go for it.
I'm meaning that having faith in the sages means that...
What is it?
You said that it doesn't exist. Where do I find it? Only from this environment.
A regular person on the street thinks that the wisdom of the wise is what he hears from the weekly sermon in the synagogue, or some philosopher told him, or he heard it somewhere, and so on and so on. Meaning everyone has his wise one that says something, and the one who believes his words, it's called that he is in the faith of the wise. We need to be in faith of the wise ones also, because we have a difference between the degrees that we constantly want to ascend to the higher degree. To ascend to it, we can't with our own forces and with our own minds. We can't. Not mind, not feeling, and not the force. I don't have it. Those three things. I need feeling of the upper one. I need the intellect of the upper one. And I need the force of the upper one. In my current state, I have nothing. And the problem is, why do I have nothing? Because that upper one is opposite than me. And is so opposite that I can't imagine them, not according to my feeling or intellect or my current force that I have in this degree. I can't depict the higher degree. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. As much as I'll try to turn myself around, I'll never understand and never know until it comes. I've exerted and I found. Once the finding comes, it'll be there. That's why when we don't know what to do. So what is that higher degree? I don't know what it is. I don't understand what my next state is. It is completely... Maybe they do it in movies or what? Give me an example. They make something new out of you. I don't even know how to say this. New eyes, new feelings, all of your discernments are new. As if they put new senses in you and a new brain. Everything. Meaning your observation on reality changes. Because in this reality, you already discover the reasons, the forces that are activating this material that you see now. And also, when you discover that system of forces that work, you recognize that system, you live differently. You recognize yourself with the system, with the Creator. Once you get to that next degree, or in order to get there, which is concealed, that state is concealed from you, I don't have those qualities. That's why it's not in my feeling. There is advice how to do it. You can do it without the advice, but then it's a path of pain. Hey, you're a blow, you run away, here's another blow, and you run away. But between those blows, you start learning, oh, I got one from here, I got one from there. And then you, on that path, can also advance, but it's very long and full of agony. But if you take the short and pleasant path, as opposed to that one, it's kind of pleasant, because there you really have to put efforts. But it's not physical blows on your donkey that slowly, through a donkey, you slowly grow to be Adam that resembles a creator. But here, you already try, according to the advice of the wise, to put yourself into such a system that it'll work on you and change you to be that Adam. But you need to put efforts instead of receiving blows and running away from them, from the environment, from the reforming light, what we say, to invite all kinds of circumstances, forces that are in nature to develop you. You actually build that higher degree, that future degree, in the society. You awaken from that society the internality of that degree, of the higher degree, which is called the reforming light. You try to be connected to them and turn yourself all together into this one body, this one desire. And all these things you do, you don't do it because you're wise. And also not because you feel like doing it, because you really don't feel like doing it, you don't want it. But because there are some wise people, and they tell you, they advise you, do this, and then you'll advance quickly. And in the path that we call Achishena, in hastening the times, and in a pleasant, easy way. And then once you do that advice, that is called you're going through the faith of the wise, because still you believe them. Because according to your desire in your mind, you'd never do that. To build a group, in the group, to enslave yourself to them, to be together with all kinds of actions with them in order to connect in one heart, to subdue yourself to them in the greatness of the bestowal, importance of the goal. That where do you see the importance of the goal? You see as much as you support your friends. That's how the importance of the goal is expressed by you. And that is called that you're going through the faith of the wise. Yes.
How do I nonetheless examine that it is not within reason, the faith and the sages?
No, it can't be in your reason because it's against your desire. That knowledge, awareness, is called according to my awareness. That is called feeling plus intellect. Why? Because you have feeling, motion on the left, and your mind on the right, your intellect. That's Chochmah and Chassadim. Chochmah on the right, Bina is on the left, and that, that's called the middle line. So according to my opinion, you say, that means according to my feeling and intellect, above reason. So it's not my reason, Chochmah Bina Da'at, but I'm going above it, through the Keter, which is also in the middle line. That everything that is in my feeling and intellect of the corporeal world, I raise above it, above reason. So what, where is it called here? That you believe the wise, you take their advice and go by their advice, not because you see that there's no choice, not because you see that you've received so many blows that it's worth it to listen, because that's according to your reason. But if you use their advice before you decide in your rational way that they're right, but you receive it upon yourself before you see they're right, that is called that you go in faith above reason. Now, how do you do it? How do you receive what they told you and you take it as a fact?
Can you work accordingly? Can you keep it? If we'll delve into the scrutinization system, control, self-control system, if we'll examine it seriously, we will see that it is impossible, that even our faith in this world that people cry that they believe, it's not belief, it's not faith. It's simply little animals running from the trouble, depicting different states for themselves in which they, as if, hide themselves from the blows. They kind of build for themselves this false envelope. Or the true faith in reason, above reason, or faith in the sages, it's called, that you ask from the group to give you, through the group, that you ask to get the light of Binah, of bestowal, and you want to take the advice of the sages, and you don't have the strength to do it. You don't. You know they're right. You know, above reason, you know, and potentially you know that they're right, but you don't have the strength to do it. And you know that, and you're asking for the light to give you the ability to carry it out. By asking, you realize the faith above reason. But to really do something in this kind of force, it's impossible. Faith is a kind of force of bestowal that comes to you from above, and then you can be above Chochma Bin Adat, you can be in the Dat, in the reason of the upper or the Keto.
Can I say that the upper degree is a new reason?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He asked correctly, but we have to move on to the next part of the lesson.
We'll go to the next part of the lesson.